This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Thousands of Myanmar anti-coup demonstrators defied a continued military crackdown Sunday. This follows overnight raids in Yangon, in which an official from Aung San Suu Kyi's party was beaten to death and several others were detained. Myanmar has been rocked by unrest since a February 1st coup ousted civilian leader Suu Kyi from power and triggered a mass uprising opposed to the new military junta. Wednesday was the deadliest day so far, with the United Nations saying at least 38 people were killed. A National League for Democracy Party official confirmed some officials were arrested in overnight police operations, but the exact number is not known. Pope Francis and Iraq's top Shiite cleric have delivered a powerful message of peaceful coexistence, urging Muslims to embrace Iraq's long-beleaguered Christian minority during a historic meeting. Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani said religious authorities have a role in protecting Iraq's Christians and that they should live in peace and enjoy the same rights as other Iraqis. The Vatican says Francis thanked al-Sistani for having, quote, raised his voice in defense of the weakest and most persecuted, end quote, during some of the most violent times in Iraq's recent history. The Pope then traveled to the ruins of the ancient city of Ur, the traditional birthplace of the biblical patriarch Abraham, for an interfaith meeting. The Iraq meeting of Pope Francis and al-Sistani were front-page news in Iraq Sunday, with some media declaring it a chance for peace in the neighboring country. Officials in Iran, a Shiite-majority country like Iraq, have not yet commented on the pontiff's historic visit to Iraq that began Friday. An Iranian reformist newspaper said the two religious leaders are now, quote, the standard bearers of world peace, end quote,